Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell us where. Well, right here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Jimbo for Bobby Mack this week. The Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063. We got Pinckney calling in from Greenville this afternoon, and let us see what's on the mind. Hello there, Pinckney.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I think there's a simple solution for the death penalty. You know, I've heard many times of people dying in their cars from carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
I don't see no reason. I mean, it's supposed to be easy, painless, just put you to sleep death. I mean, it should cut out some of these people holler cruelty and all that junk.
Yeah, you just go to sleep and you don't wake up.
Carbon monoxide. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I hear. You know, I'm serious. I mean, I cannot get that upset about how humane we are, because you don't get executed in this country unless you did something pretty inhumane. But seriously, there you go. Pinckney's got the answer. How much does it cost, right? You turn on the ignition switch. Your car's in the garage. I mean, you're going to burn what? You know, like 2 or 3 pennies worth of gas? I mean, it's over.
It shouldn't take much.
It doesn't take much. Trust me. I had a couple of people I know who did it, and let's put it this way. They were quite successful. So.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. But unfortunately, they should still be with us. That was unfortunate. But there's a lot of slime balls out there, and they should not still be with us. So there you go. There's the answer. I will donate a 10-gallon can of gasoline to the state of South Carolina. I will deliver it, if that's what it takes, to provide the gasoline to create the carbon monoxide to whack some of these creeps. So thank you, Pinckney. I think that's a good idea. Seriously.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you for your call. Okay, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. We've got our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307, 71307. And let's see here. Is lead illegal? I'm not sure what lead poisoning, lead with a bullet. It's whatever the state decides to use. I mean, I think there are electric chairs still in use in some places out there. I could be wrong on that. But most places, of course, do use lethal injection after the arm is carefully swabbed to avoid giving them an infection. We wouldn't want to give them an infection, after all, because we're trying to kill them. Okay. Another texter. What we need, why we need drugs, just get a rope. Well, seriously, a hanging is an option in some states. Absolutely. Let's see. Save the next batch of fentanyl-laced heroin after the trial is over and use that for the execution. Well, there you go. A little appropriate justice there. I mean, I would have no problem, frankly, in the case of some mass killer or rapist of some little girl, just, you know, paint a telephone on the victim in some place that's very sensitive, and then give each family member an ice pick and let them go in and dial him for a few minutes. Then the family leaves, no questions asked. You send in a couple of guys with mops. That would be how I would do it. So you can see that clearly I am Mr. Sensitivity here. Why, says another texter, do people worry so much about somebody sentenced to death suffering since they didn't worry about their victims? No, I bet they didn't, and I'll guarantee you they didn't. Guarantee you they didn't. All right? Again, the misplaced sympathies that some people put forward out there, that goes back to the essential motivation of liberals, which is that I must prove that I am morally superior to you. This is what drives many of these people. I've got to go through this day proving to at least some person out there that they're not as good as I am, that I'm morally superior. And so even if you wind up supporting the right to life of a complete low-life jerk, whatever it takes for them in their own minds to believe that they've demonstrated their moral superiority. This is what motivates these people. I know that that's a strange way to look at the world, but again, proving that you're better than somebody else is a central motivating factor for these people. And that, by the way, explains a lot about their attitudes towards, people in this audience. I'll guarantee you there are people out there right now who do not listen to us much, but they may tune in occasionally. And they can listen to 10 minutes, 2 minutes of this show, and they'll walk away and say, well, I am certainly superior to those riffraff. Guarantee you. There are people who feel that way. That's what motivates them, the notion that they can somehow show to the world how morally superior they are. No, it isn't easy without morals, as one other texter said earlier, but they managed to at least try to do that. But that helps you understand here. Here you go. Oh, I love this one. I love this one after my rather insensitive ice pick suggestion. Here's one, a texter. How about a conscious cremation? Now, I have to give serious applause. 513, serious applause. Thank you. That was very good. A conscious cremation. Yeah, that ain't a way to go, folks. I must tell you, fire is not the way to go. So, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's see here. Jim, I think the caller suggested car exhaust as an execution method has a genius idea. It was sort of kill two birds with one stone. You execute the prisoner, and the penny gas tax helps improve our roads. That's true. The person in death finally did something that was truly beneficial to us all. They helped improve our roads. That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Yes, I've known a couple of people who used the carbon monoxide method. I don't know how painful it was. Painless. We're told that it's painless. You go to sleep and you don't wake up. I'm not going to dwell on that. Suffice it to say that it does work, okay? It does work. All right. I would love to hear your thoughts about this. How do you feel about the notion that the state has run out of these drugs, and therefore we must stop all executions? Really? Just somehow it doesn't seem to fit with my idea of South Carolina values for some reason. 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, our Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. We'll get a few more thoughts and feelings from people out there. It just struck me as a really dumb idea. Change the law. First of all, I'm sure the law says that all executions in South Carolina must be carried out by lethal injection. Change the law that the people will be executed by any one of several methods, whichever is handiest. How about whichever is cheapest? Okay, Jim Bohannon for Bobby Mack. It's 5:15. Five:20 is our time here. Jimbo for Bobby Mack this week at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. One texter says, 30 days in the electric chair or till done. Consult the Butterball hotline. Okay, let's see what's happening over with August in Inman. Hello, August.
Hey, Mr. Bohannon. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, thank you kindly. I have heard a number of really good suggestions, but that kind of ruins the criminals. However, if, you know, China uses their convicted criminals on death row as organ banks.
I've heard that.
Yes, well, if we use them as ambulatory, perhaps, organ banks, and don't take the heart because they say there's problems with that.
Yeah, well, sure, yeah. Side effects. Yeah.
But, you know, I know people who need corneas and who need skin and who need kidneys, livers. We might as well make use of them.
Really, it's a shame to throw away a perfectly good body, you know?
Yeah, and the blood bank is always asking for blood.
Exactly. A body is a terrible thing to waste.
Oh, my gosh. I got to get that bumper sticker.
It's yours, August.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. We go to Scott over in Spartanburg here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hello, Scott.
Hey, that last caller, that is a good idea because the organ would be fresher because you could have them right there beside the patient.
Exactly. You could put them in the produce section, you know.
Yeah, but really the best way, I think, is would take the burden of deciding how to do it away from the judge, jury, and everybody concerned. And it would the decision to how you should be executed should be made by the perpetrator. Whatever method he used to kill whoever he did, that should be automatic, like a mandatory sentence. That's what you get.
Well, now, you know, that's what they do in some Islamic countries, you know.
I mean, that would only be fair enough.
If you beat somebody to death, they'll execute you by beating you to death. If you steal something, they'll cut off your hand, that kind of thing. Yeah.
And also, the relatives of whoever that was done to should be able to participate in the execution if
they
wish.
I would agree. Totally, of course, without any kind of penalty, absolutely.
What could be more just and more fair?
Well, I happen to agree with you. And, you know, there are people out there right now who are gasping. What did they say? But I'll tell you what Scott and I said, and that is that that's only fair. Right?
It takes the burden off the state, you know, and the judicial department. They don't have to worry with issues.
Exactly.
If
they feel so,
no choice.
If they're so weak-kneed about it, we'll take them out of the equation.
That's right. They have no say-so in it. That's all left up to the perpetrator.
Uh-huh.
Now, I guarantee you that would provide a good deterrent to crime.
Well, I think so. You know, and this whole thing about no deterrent, that it doesn't provide a deterrent, I'll guarantee you it's a deterrent on the person executed. I can give you this statistic. 100% of people executed do not commit another crime.
And it saves the taxpayer a lot of money in the future, having to take care of them. Look at Charles Manson.
Charles Manson.
How long would we take care of him?
Oh, good heavens.
He's going to get a decent burial or cremation.
Probably.
You know.
Yeah, he probably will.
But that explains a lot about California and the shape it's in.
Yeah. We're going to talk to a former Manson member. We're still arranging that, but possibly on the American The Morning program preceding Terra some weekday morning here. I'll let you know more about that as I find out. But I think you're right on, Scott. Absolutely. I mean, this misplaced sympathy, I've had enough of it. Just had enough
That's
of
right.
it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think you're right, sir. I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you very much. 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Another texter here. Yes, 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 absolutely use the organs. Sure. I mean, why not? Here you go. What about a guillotine? Okay, I could see that, you know. Adds new meaning to the phrase, how are you fixed for blades? Okay. Here's another texter. Wow, they still have drugs to put animals down. That is correct. That they do. Okay. I just find the whole notion of being so concerned about this just bizarre. Inmates, by the way, do have the option to choose the methods for execution. Electrocution is available as an option in Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, South Carolina, we have that here. Tennessee and Virginia. Gas inhalation, poison gas in Arizona and California. Firing squad in Utah, which is that's sort of some of the options that are available out there, and that strikes me as perfectly fine. Arizona, California, Missouri, and Wyoming are the four states that have clauses in state laws allowing inmates to be killed in gas chambers. In California, inmates can pass on lethal injection in favor of the gas chamber. Inmates can also still be hanged in New Hampshire and the state of Washington. So that's some of the various ways out there. But, of course, different states have different methods. Very in vogue of late has been the notion of lethal injection, and only by certain drugs and certain levels of concentration and the like. A lot of people get really upset about this. There's another texter here on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, execution with a samurai sword. Oh, cute. Maybe the Ginzu steak knives. I'm just, you know, brainstorming here. Okay. Have they said how Charles Manson died other than natural causes? I don't think so that they have said so. I don't believe they have. Did they give him pain medicine? Oh, I'm sure they did. If there was pain involved, absolutely. Federal prisoners, even those like Charles Manson, get every kind of pain medication. And I might add, you know what the deductible is for pain medication behind bars? That would be zero deductible. They cover everything like that. They just leave him lay there like they should have and let him die? No, they don't do that. If, for example, If, for example, you are scheduled to be executed at, let's say, midnight Wednesday, okay, and Wednesday morning you are stabbed by some other inmate, they will bring in the finest surgeons available. Cost is no object. And they will spend the taxpayers' money to reimburse that surgeon to keep that death row inmate alive for another, say, 36 hours. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because it's only tax money. I mean, it's only your tax dollars. It's not like they need to worry about this sort of thing. Now, let the public pay for it. That's no problem. We'll bring in a surgeon, and we'll patch up that inmate on death row who got stabbed, and we'll make them all well again in time for their execution in 36 hours, or heck, 36 minutes. I mean, it wouldn't matter how long was involved here. There would be no point at which any correctional institution would ever say, oh, Joe on death row, he's been fatally bludgeoned, or at least seriously bludgeoned. But hey, he's going to be executed anyway in another 2.5 hours. We'll leave him be. No, not only would they take time and your tax dollars to make it all better, but if necessary, they would postpone the execution in order to fix him up so that they could then turn around and kill him. Seriously, there's almost no limit to the level of stupidity that can enter into this discussion. If you have decided to execute someone, and states do not tend to do this in a haphazard way, okay, then you're killing them. Get on with it. Move on. All right. One other texter. Hopefully Charles Manson died from death by sodomy. Well, I doubt that happened. Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean here. It is now 529 at 106.3 WORD. Howdy do. Good to have you with us today. We've got 21 minutes before 6 o'clock here. This rush hour is rolling along. Had some problems out there, but hang with us here. We'll get you through it. Jimbo for Bobby Mack today, tomorrow, and Wednesday and Friday. We have special programming coming up on Thanksgiving Day itself. But anyway, you slice it, stay tuned to 106.3 WORD. We're the Upstate's talk station, and that matters. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. We've been talking about the state of South Carolina running out of kill juice and what to do. Well, the first thing you need to do is change the law so that you can, in fact, have alternate means. Now, I believe Ann Robards in the last newscast said that in South Carolina people on death row can opt for electrocutions, but very few do. Well, why would you opt for anything else? Why would you opt for something? If it's up to you, why would you opt for anything that was available? If I were on death row, I would opt for getting impaled by a unicorn, okay? Because I don't really want to die, and I don't think I would even if I had done something terrible. All right. Let's see here what we've got out there at the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. We are not barbarians, says David from California, even if they are. Short, quick, to the point. One appeal within 6 months. If appeal fails, execution within 1 week. Okay, good. I like that. Excellent. The appeals game has become just that, a stupid lawyer trick. Now, that's good. One appeal within 6 months, if the appeal fails, execution within 1 week. Perfect. It should not become a game of how long can I get you left here on death row, which is, again, I think, cruel and unusual in and of itself. Okay. Oh, we have another Alan R. in Spartanburg Limerick alert here. Alan R. says that he read on October 25th that 840 people have been shot to death in the U.S. since the Las Vegas massacre. Of course, we didn't hear about those, now did we? Thus, a limerick, and here we go. In Chicago, they tally their losses every weekend, but nobody pauses to note how they died, what was once homicide. Dang it, I hate the way this text line jumps. Okay, here, let's try it again. Take two. In Chicago, they tally their losses every weekend, but nobody pauses to note how they died. What was once homicide is now listed as natural causes. Very good. Thank you, Alan. Right in the middle of my read here, the text line jumps on me here. Let's see what else. Where do vets get the chemical to euthanize dogs? Good question. I don't know. There are all kinds of different things that are used, of course. I was reading the list, and frankly, it's a throat-clogging list of the drugs. It's not worth reading because they're all seven syllables long. But noting some of the history of the death penalty, the death penalty was suspended for 4 years, from 1972 to 1976, then reinstated in 1976. But of course, it's up to the different states. And then again, there are federal crimes, which can be capital crimes as well. Let's not forget that when John Kennedy was killed, Lee Harvey Oswald, or whomever, if you're one of the conspiracy buffs, Lee Harvey Oswald did not break any federal laws when he killed John Kennedy. There was no federal law against that back then. He broke the Texas state law on murdering somebody, anybody. That has since changed, of course. Let's see here. Another texter. With my luck, they would make do with a merry-go-round unicorn. Yeah, well, there you go. Harry Callahan, Clint Eastwood movie where the guy falls to death on the horn of a unicorn on a merry-go-round? Okay. Let's see here. Air bubble in the vein will do the job, and it's almost free. That's true. It would. Hey, man, I like what you're saying about the unconventional execution, but with that said, out of respect for the snowflakes listening, okay, it would be wise to give an example of the victim killed. Example could be teenage girl strangled. Boy, we're getting a lot of textures here, and my text line is jumping like it's full of Mexican beans here. Let's see here. Example could be teenage girl strangled or pregnant mother's throat cut. This would help the tender ears digest your harsh ideas. With that said, my thoughts on the best way of executing the villain would be to allow the police officers involved in the case to execute the court order of execution. This could help the officers that literally cry when they have to hold the body of a child raped and murdered. Okay, I got no problem with that. An injection of hot lead works and is much cheaper. That's true. You know, if someone is convicted of treason in China, they shoot you and then charge the family for the bullet. 15 before 6 o'clock, Jimbo for Bobby Mack. Let's do that. All righty. We're looking at 10 minutes before 6 on this Monday afternoon. Jimbo Hannon for Bob McLean this week. 106.3 WORD is, of course, the Upstate's talk station. The Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. And our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Glad you could join us this afternoon. Lots of folks texting away out there about a variety of notions here. And yes, I guess I have been somewhat harsh today. Let me take note of something, however, in all seriousness. There are some crimes so heinous that it is only fitting and fair that the ultimate punishment be meted out to people who do that. And it's not as though we do these things capriciously. Of the 31 states with the death penalty, 29 provide the sentence to be decided by a jury. 28 require a unanimous sentence. And then if there is a hung jury on the verdict, all kinds of things can kick in. This is not done capriciously at all. There are safeguards built in left, right, and sideways. Okay, it's now 8 minutes before 6. Jack is in Easley to give us his thoughts about the death row thing. Hello, Jack.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's gotten dark on us awfully quick.
Boy, it's got laid out really early tonight, I think, yeah.
I think so. Mm. Have you ever heard, years ago there was a report that there was such a demand worldwide for organ transplants that China kind of come up with their own little solution. They would arrest people for various crimes, and then shortly thereafter shoot them in the back of the head and then harvest the organs at a premium.
I've heard that, and it, of course, is a terrible thing. And clearly, if we were to use the organs of those on death row, there would have to be some pretty severe limitations on how that happened, because that kind of thing could never be allowed in a civilized country.
That's what I thought, too. But what if you had someone on death row that wasn't in good health? What was in good health and wanted to do that?
Well, first of all, the health issue was brought up by another texter, and they're quite correct. AIDS and a host of other issues run rampant in prisons, and so clearly any harvesting of organs would have to be done under the assumption that there were problems, and you would have to be stringent in your checking of those organs. But yeah. Go ahead.
Well, that'd be one way for the state to get some of their money back.
It would be, and I have no problem with that. The state should get their money back. I mean, it's not as though they're doing this because the state is lacking for exciting things to do, although I must confess in the case of some people, I would not be adverse to the state, let's say, picking up a little revenue on pay-per-view television. You know, I'd pay to watch some of these people get fried. I really would.
Yeah. Well, it was just a thought, and I know we wouldn't want to do like China, you know. But
no, you're right. That's a potential abuse that would absolutely have to be blocked. No, the notion of this becoming a money-making operation, therefore let's knock off a few more people. No, 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 no. Jack, you're right on target, and that is the kind of abuse that would have to be clearly avoided. But, you know, otherwise, here we go. I appreciate your thought very much, Jack, and thank you for your call. Let's see, another text item here. Just give them general anesthesia. When they wake, play a montage of Hillary cackling. Oh, you people are creative today. Now, that, I believe, would not only be cruel and unusual, but probably a violation of at least three of the Geneva Conventions. I don't know that we could play Hillary cackling without serious repercussions there. Let's see here. Jimbo, those death row appeals, the lawyer is paid by the taxpayers. That depends. In some cases, they are, if they're indigent. In the other cases, I'm sure that there are those on death row with some money, not maybe a lot, but there are some. And those people pay for their own lawyers. Don't forget, if the lawyer is being paid for by the taxpayers, it's not necessarily the world's greatest lawyer, okay? All right. How about a public stoning? Charge $10 a rock, put it all on pay-per-view with 20% of all proceeds to the family of the victim. Well, there you go. See? There you go. Perfect. That's absolutely. $10 a rock and put it on pay-per-view. Why not? Why not? Here we go. Tell the governor, says this texter, I have a 55 cents 45 caliber bullet, and I'll do it for free. Well, I'm not sure how much the ammo for my 357 Magnum costs per bullet, but yeah, absolutely. I'll volunteer. Sure, absolutely. That thing packs a kick. I have a pretty fair idea that would do the job. Okay. Let's see here. Mr. Pan, I just tuned in because I had to go someplace and jumped into harvesting prisoner organs. I would think that the methodology of executing a prisoner would preclude harvesting. Kate in Danner. The methodology of executing a prisoner would preclude harvesting. Well, maybe currently it does. Doesn't have to. If you use a method of, like lethal injection, which messes up the organs, then find another way to execute. Find another way to execute. We already have problems getting the lethal juice anyway, so find another way. I don't think the organs get messed up by say, hanging, for example. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, and we have now 4 minutes before 6 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.